Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and today's story is a little different than most, because most of the untold stories are celebrating something historic or innovative within our community that's helping Central Minnesota become a better place. So, what happens when something historic and innovative falls apart due to what can only be described as a lack of adherence to bureaucratic due process, which is not on the part of the organizers and partners? Well, you get the situation that the Mid-Nemo Project finds itself in. One of the main community partners with the Mid-Nemo Project is the Cedar Cultural Center, which is the location to go to check out more information on what is happening. But for those who don't know, Mid-Nemo is the Somali word for unity, and is a program that features Somali artists from Minnesota and around the world in multi-week residencies and events that engage Somali immigrants with the arts and increasing understanding of Somali culture through music. It's a program that is literally developing community and helping to decrease racial and ethnic issues. And they were supposed to be having a residency begin in St. Cloud today, October 16th, with R. Monta. However, due to visa delays, this entire part of the Mid-Nemo Project had to be canceled. So this is what we're talking about today on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. And I've got three guests that are very involved with the project and can tell us what happened and what it means to the project and the community as a whole. So how about we start off? Y'all can introduce yourselves and what is your involvement with the Mid-Nemo Project?
My name is Jane Oxton. I'm the Education Outreach Director at the Paramount, and my relationship to this project is that my title is Project Director. It was the Paramount that received the funding from APAP for the project, and then my task was to partner with St. Cloud State.
My name is Ahmed Abdi. I work with St. Cloud Somali Community Radio, KCYSLP. And I've been a member of St. Cloud community more than 10 years, and I was helping Mid-Nemo Project to outreach Somali community here in St. Cloud.
My name is Dan Hoovy. I'm the Experiential Learning and Outreach Director for the College of Liberal Arts and the School of the Arts. And as part of the Mid-Nemo grant, a requirement to receive the funding is that the grant receiving institution have a university partner. And so when we first learned of this opportunity, we thought we'd be a great fit with the Paramount, as we had been working in the last few years to create a better relationship with them and to combine our efforts. So this was a natural fit.
And what's going on now? Jane, it was in your email you first said it, the week that wasn't. Well, what happened?
Well, I can provide a little of the background. This grant that we have is over 30 months, and it's going to provide six performers, international performers, to come and be a part of our community, not just for a performance, but for a whole week of activities. So Armanta was to arrive on October 14th and be here for a week with his band, Urban Legends. They now live in London, but Armanta is a Somali who has developed fame for his music and his message, and we were so looking forward to his being here. There's a very complex process that has to happen for people to get visas to come here, and the Cedar Cultural Center, who is our lead in this partnership, was taking care of all of that. They assured us several weeks before that everything was taken care of and we should just forge ahead, and we did. We had a dozen sites ready to receive him, many things exciting on the horizon. Just a few days before that, we learned that all of the band members received their visas. Armanta had not, and the consulate simply said, there's a delay. We waited and we waited and we waited until we could not wait any longer and had to cancel 3 weeks, a week in Mankato, a week in Minneapolis, and a week in St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of an interesting way of saying it, too. There was a delay. So it wasn't like the visa was denied. It wasn't that or the visa was granted.
Well, when they had the first meetings with the consulate, we were under the impression that they had been granted. But And Ahmed might know more of this, but my understanding is that they then leave their passports with the consulate for processing and a particular piece of paper that needs to accompany it that's mailed back to them. And that is what hasn't happened. And so he could get his visa tomorrow. He could get it next week. He could get it in a month. He could not get it. But we were under the impression that it was approved.
I just want to say it is unfortunately many people in our community, they were very excited to receive Armanta. Here in St. Cloud, many people in our community, they love his music, including I myself. And it was unfortunately, I just want to add a little bit what Jane said. Majority of the Somali members, or the diaspora, they come from Somalia a long time ago. And like I, they do have a passport of other countries or neutralization. In my case, I've been in the United States more than 10 years, close to almost 20 years, I can say now. And I have a U.S. passport and I'm American. I do believe Armanta, he has a British passport and he has been, I believe, in the United Kingdom more than close to 10 years. He came to the United Kingdom about 80s. That's what it says in his website and his even this morning when I was checking his website, it shows his passport. He just recently posted, you know, surprisingly, I think asking himself, I mean, while I do have a British passport, other members getting their visa, why didn't I? That's what I, you know, took that picture that I've seen in his website this morning.
The opportunity when we bring these artists here is that music has an integrating factor. And so it provided in our community an opportunity for longstanding citizens, for new Somali citizens to come together to celebrate music. And a very natural way for us to engage and to learn, to be curious, to maybe raise the level of questioning that is going on, to come to know each other. So music was an important vehicle for our community.
Yeah, that is one of the things I noticed about the other two that have come through. Is, you know, this is some really good music. And yeah, it's different than what you get, you know, maybe on mainstream radio or what you're used to, but maybe that's kind of the point. Well, they're all still producing music and they're all still very, very powerful within, you know, the culture, even though the culture is spread out everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, one of the things that this program is doing is bringing the culture back together. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, yeah, it is really disappointing not to see that continue. Just, you know, just from my end, just witnessing, you know, what had gone on, you know, with the Waya Asub guys. Yes. When they were performing here, they performed in our performance studio, and two of the guys with the groups, they were wandering around with their cell phones, mm-hmm. with their, and they were doing, this is right when the Facebook Live became kind of a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the numbers on their phones as they were recording, thousands of people watching, like 50,000 people per thing, just watching these guys perform. You know, this is kind of a big deal. You know, these folks that are coming through town. Yeah. So, you know, it is really, you know, disappointing that, you know, that's not happening at this point. So I guess there's two questions that kind of come from that. One, what are some of the programs that aren't happening this week because of this issue? And then two, how is the grant and the program going to move forward from this?
I can speak a little bit to what's happening on campus. So a big focus of this particular year of the grant is a research component. And as part of that, we have a cohort of students in two courses that we will track and see how their opinions, their sentiment, their understanding of their neighbors in our community from Somalia has shifted or been informed. Of course, now without having our first concert experience, that makes that more difficult, to say the least. We are pressing ahead with some classroom visits with Ahmed, maybe? And so we're still pressing ahead. And I think the importance of what's happened or the effect of what's happened isn't a loss or a wash. It, of course, it isn't what we wanted, but to talk through these issues with students is just as valuable, or as valuable in some ways, as the conversations we would have had if the concert and the residency would have had. It shifts what we might have talked about, but it's worth having that conversation still about immigration policy, how do federal policies affect us right here in central Minnesota and in your classroom as a student at St. Cloud State. That's not necessarily the direction we hope to go. This is supposed to be an arts experience and creating dialogue with neighbors through the arts, but this is the world we live in, and when the arts mix with the real world, things like this do happen. So there is something to be said for there is still lots of learning opportunities, even though it's not what we envisioned.
I think that's really important. And when this initially happened, the disappointment is hard to even express. The lawyers who were working on this in Keith Ellison's office wanted to know what our investment had been, and so I had to calculate. And I personally had put in 160 hours of planning and of recruiting and of engaging and of the research committee, and plus a considerable amount of money. So, but you can't let the disappointment stop you. And as Dan said so well, how do we resurrect learning and take advantage of the opportunity to continue the journey? We are not going to let this just crumble at our feet. We're creative people, and I'm grateful to Ahmed, who's developed a PowerPoint. We've been invited to several of the classrooms who would have had Armanta. We will have this discussion as it's now changed, and there will be new learnings and new opportunities. And so it's just sort of reconstructing what we had hoped for. But the grant itself specifies that we serve millennials. And so we were bringing Armanta into mainly St. Cloud State, but also the Technical College, St. Ben's, St. John's, going into Tech High School, the Boys and Girls Club, a whole variety of sites that would have had them, and then the concert on campus here, and there would have been at least 1,000 students impacted.
That's a lot.
I just want to add a little bit about the other things that's not happening. You know, because we live in a small community, and sometimes we hardly expose or have people from other places in our town. So I think it will be very helpful when artists comes to this town and the people united. So, and the fun part, you know, I remember Wayaha Usup, that band, when they were here, I think maybe, I'm not sure exactly, I will say it was maybe the first time that the KVSC has a live Somali broadcasting. I used to remember when I used to listen to 88.1, and there was no other music, sometimes it's Spanish, but that was not going to happen. And also the community, since the number of immigrants are increasing here, I think that fun part, they were the people, they will get a chance to see that artist coming from Europe and coming here. That's not so, it's not happening. And also, I remember when, I think it was Nima Yassin came here, a lot of different people in our community, they come together at the theater. And I was really, you know, excited to see people, other people, mainly, you know, St. Cloud community coming and, you know, watching, you know, this. It was very interesting. And also, Armanta, he's the one of, I think, might be the only one who has a band of different races, you know. It will be good, you know, to have someone like here, as Jane was saying, the other members, which was British, I think they get their visas, but he did not get, which he's the only Somali or, you know, someone from Muslim background. And so having like him here in St. Cloud with his band, it will change the image of the young people and, you know, bring the especially young people close together and see the good things that they can do and the fun things that they can do together.
Well, absolutely. You're in tune to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota here at 88.1 FM KVSC. And today we're talking about the cancellation of the Mid-Nemo project due to musician Ara Manta being unable to receive his visa after the visa was approved. And we're speaking with Jane Oxton from Paramount Arts, Dan Hoovy from St. Cloud State University, and Ahmed Abdi from St. Cloud Somali Radio. And as we get back into it, we're going to approach the question that's probably on many people's minds. You know, why is it that there was only one guy out of the band, he was the main guy of the band, that was not able to get his visa in time? And, you know, I mean, I don't want to put anybody on the spot politically or anything like that, but it seems like a very passive-aggressive way of doing something where, you know, they're not necessarily denying anything, but it's more like, well, we're just going to ignore it. And, you know, it definitely just seems very passive-aggressive. I don't know if anybody wants to comment on that or not, but, I mean, it's really kind of a difficult thing to comment on because you don't know.
It's totally speculation, and your heart kind of wants to go to what seems to be the most obvious, and yet we don't know. But we can feel touched by world politics right here. It's no longer something that affects people we don't know far away. It's something that has impacted us, and I think for us both understanding the power of the arts, why is it that the arts are so targeted by governments when there is revolution, when there is calamity, when there is concern about who's in power. And it's not only across the ocean. And so I think to take a look at the arts and the role that they play in our society and not to underestimate that power is really important. You mentioned about the chance to expose new musical themes. One of the things that was going to happen is that the band was going to go to a group of music majors, and they were going to study their music. They were going to kind of compose together on the spot. They were going to jam, and they were so looking forward to that. Another thing that was going to happen is every Monday night at Pioneer Place, there's a live jazz jam.
Yep.
And Armanta and his band were invited there to jam with local musicians. What fun would that have been?
Yeah, that would have been
How might people have just shifted and gone, I didn't know. So those kinds of opportunities we can't recapture. But we can do our best, and we know that we have three more opportunities before this grant is over. And
which other opportunities are there? Who else is coming around?
Well, that is going to be a point of discussion. We're having a big conversation in a week with the consortium. The consortium is, as I said, made up of Cedar Cultural Center, Mankato, and St. Cloud. We don't want this to happen again because we don't want to lose the trust of the people that we've engaged and gotten excited and brought on board. So we will discuss some possibilities. One might be switching to Somali artists who live here or in Canada and bringing them, then we don't have to worry about the visa issue. A second would be for me to say I will not begin recruiting until the artist has their paper in hand. So we have to, something's going to happen. We have a research project. There's really three things that are impacted. There's research that's critical for this project to the funder who's entrusted us with a large sum of money to do this work. There's the impact of the people that we're supposed to, the 1,000 people now that aren't going to have access. And there's also an economic impact. The band is missing a month's worth of salary because they didn't take any on any other gigs. This was their income for their family. But I also had to cancel hotel rooms and caterers and venues and host contracts and a cover band that was going to start the concert. I canceled a lot of things that affect us economically here. We don't want that to happen again. But Farzia Fiska was to come in April. We'll see if that's going to happen.
Well, and I just have to say, from a university standpoint, our faculty and student time is our most precious resource. All the time that went into this is lost. And also our students' expectations and what they were told about the course that they signed up for, that's all lost as well. I mean, there's still, the courses will still happen, but the curriculum process that went into to do all this work, It's just, I don't know how you quantify that.
It's almost like, hey, we're going to have this textbook. Hey, right. We're not going to have the textbook, yeah. Almost.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So just from that perspective also, I've been asked that before, how would you quantify your time and effort into this? I don't know how to do that. There's just so much tangential things that happen when we all work on something like this.
Yeah, at that point, it's almost like you're trying to come up with an analogy.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's like, oh, what if you skipped Christmas?
Right.
Or something. You know, you have this expectation, and everything was planned all around it, and then all of a sudden the day just vanished, and it's like, okay, just go on. You're like, well, what? What's going on? So
I do have to say, when we first started this whole process, I think there was always the, at least from my perspective, the acknowledgement that this was pushing things. This wasn't just another easy, safe project that might have no issues. That's not how I saw it anyway. I thought this is meaningful, important work that could make a long-term difference in this community and to the students and everyone else that this touches. So to me, this isn't all that surprising that it hasn't gone perfectly smooth. And it to me signals that we're actually attempting to do something very worthwhile. Something that has meaning. So,
well, yeah, if it's easy, it's not worthwhile.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah.
For the Paramount, we're to be a community resource, and yet we had to acknowledge that we were not aware of having Somali visitors to our theater. Ahmed was extremely helpful in helping us produce a video that would teach about the whole process, make the theater a more comfortable opportunity. How can we serve the whole community if it doesn't seem that we are a safe or a welcoming place to come? Our committees are changing, our structure is changing, our board, and this grant is a part of exposing what needs to change in order for us to be the whole community we want to be.
There is a lot of people that, local people, they don't know who's coming in St. Cloud. When you are a refugee or immigrant, people, they will know you, a refugee or immigrant, but they don't know you very well. Sometimes what happens is that the refugee, they fled their country, but their country was one stable country that has everything. So it was, even myself, I was surprised when he told me, Adam, about his history and how he learned about the music. And he told me there is a German musician that came from Germany, came to Somalia, and they specifically were helping the Somali musician to learn this instrument, and he was telling me about that. There's a lot of things that the people, they don't know. There was an Italian man who was white, and in Somalia he was very famous in music in Somalia, singing in Somali language and also sometimes Italian. Even my high school was built by Germany, you know. So there is a lot of things that the people, they don't know. What happened was that when people, they come to St. Cloud, you know, majority of the people, they don't speak English. So they will work whatever they can do in a production plant, things like that, because they don't speak English. But there is a lot of people that have different skills. And I've seen someone who have been a school principal, for example, in our community. I've seen someone who was a minister, a judge, you know. That sometimes I do interpret in the community because my other job as a translator, I interpret. So there we see a lot of people who used to be have a professional jobs back there. And this kind of program, when you work with people, like for example, Music Dalmar, he is in St. Cloud, and he's very popular in Somali community. But Minima Grant gave him an opportunity to, you know, be with Wayahusup and played here. So this kind of program, it will help, you know, to expose who are the actually people who are coming in this town. And also in our community, what has happened is that it has been changing St. Cloud by demographically. And also our city and the leaders and the schools, they were doing their best, you know, to cope at this large immigrant that's coming to St. Cloud. And I think it's music, it is one thing that can help, you know, youth to understand or to get, you know, along together. I remember even when I was in Somalia, I didn't know anything about America. And back then, And even I don't know where it was, but I knew Michael Jackson, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so you remember, I remember that. And I remember kids in my age at that time, they used to imitate him, dress him the way that he used to dress, you know. So there you'll see a lot of people. And it's a one way that the United States or America influences around the world. You know, sometimes people, they say, why someone coming from Africa want to come here? But, you know, United States have influenced those people. And that make them, you know, attracted to this country, you know. So, and the music is one thing that can help people to, for example, I speak English. So, for example, I'm not like someone who doesn't speak English. Because I do speak English, it will help me to communicate someone who speaks English. So it's just like music, it's just like another language that the human communicates. And that's unfortunately that the man who was supposed to help in St. Cloud and the schools is not allowed to come to the United States now.
So it's like what Stevie Wonder said, music is a language unto itself, you know, right there. Exactly.
And one of the things we hope to do through this grant is to discover the artists who are here that we don't know about. I just about fell over when I learned that Dalmar lived here and was a part of Oyaha Usup. And we've developed a friendship and a support system and we can work together. I know there are other artists who can help the Paramount expand the visual arts classes that we have, the performing arts that we have. But we have to know each other and trust each other.
Yeah, they got to say hi. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want to say, since that we're talking about the music, I just want to say one word about the KZYSLP, the Somali language radio, a sister of KVSC radio, broadcasts Somali music 105.1. If you guys, especially youth, are interested to listen, you know, Somali music, it you can listen here in St. Cloud 105.1. Sister, that's actually the studio of that radio. It's here in the St. Cloud State University, and it's helped by the St. Cloud State University and KVSC to build and exist at that radio, which helps. And many members in St. Cloud Somali community, they appreciate now they have a radio that they can listen the music and the news. And actually, I'm very glad the news, it comes from Washington, D.C., Voice of America, the Somali section. So we are glad that we have a radio that you guys helped. And we have actually news in Somali language that's coming from Washington and Voice of America. And just want to say the people just try. And I hopefully sometime next week we will play Armand's music, some of our programs.
And I'd like to just offer a word of thanks to so many, to the funder, to the Association of Performing Arts Professionals, who re-granted money from the Doris Duke Foundation to fund this project. To St. Cloud State, who was so open and who immediately understood the opportunity that this presented. to all of the faculty. To the Somali Student Association, who have been incredible helpers. They've come and helped us usher at all of the events and helped us just to set that stage for a friendly, safe place to come. There have been so many who have supported this project, and including your radio station. So thank you. We're going to be around for a while, and we hope to generate some real progress and some real insights into living together.
Well, thank you all for stopping in and chatting today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we've been talking with Dan Hoovy from St. Cloud State University, Jane Oxton from the Paramount Arts, and Ahmed Abdi from St. Cloud's Somali Radio about the Mindimo project and how, with Aramanta's visa problems, the program had to be canceled for this week in St. Cloud and the past 2 weeks in Minneapolis and in Mankato. For more information on the Mindimo Project and other artists coming to the area, you can find a vast majority of information at the Cedar Cultural Center website at www.thecedar.org, or you can link to it off of our website at kvsc.org under the podcast and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab and the page for this story. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Has been produced at KVSC, proud member of Amperz, Diverse Radio for Minnesota's communities.